Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. Discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before we set foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round until we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide to step foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. You want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. To celebrate the new X-Men movie stuff that's coming out. What is it? It's like there's a Deadpool and then a Wolverine movie coming out. Yeah, to celebrate that, we're getting into it too. We want to get our hands on the balls. So we put our hands on the balls and we're going to figure out what the best X-Men is.
That is correct. And folks, we are in Group D. So that means Group A, B, and C have happened. So go listen to those. What we did was we went to ranker.com. We looked up the best X-Men of all time. We took that list of the 16 that was voted on by the public, I guess is the best way to say it. And then we gave that to our bracketologist. They randomized it. And here, folks, is who we have in Group D. We have the 3-seed Magneto going up against the 14-seed Shadowcat / Kitty Pryde going up. And then on the next matchup, we have the 6-seed Mystique going up against the 11-seed Wolverine. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's start with Mystique versus Wolverine. Nick, why is Wolverine so cool? Like, what is it that is tapped into? It's literally tapped into like a universal coolness.
I've been struggling this. We've had 3 episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying to think of like, okay, knowing we have Wolverine, I know that's what we know. That's what y'all been waiting for. We get that. Absolutely. We didn't mean to put him at the end, but here he is.
He should have been in Group A with all the other heavy hitters. Right. Yeah, if you took Gambit out of Group A and put in Wolverine, dear Lord.
Right. But the more I try to like figure it out, right? Because like the thing that we like about him is that he's kind of a jerk. He's kind of a dick. But I'm trying to think of like, okay, what are those moments where he like shows us that softer side? And it's like my problem is, and this is my greater problem with society. I feel like we give way too much credit when shitty asshole dudes do one nice thing that is the bare minimum of what nice should be.
For some reason, maybe I made this up, or maybe it was actually one of the earlier X-Men movies. I'm thinking there's a whole movie where he's got Rogue with him. You know that one? The first one, I think. And I think there's like one scene where Rogue's asleep and she's like, the blanket kind of falls off her and he puts it back on. And that's supposed to be like the whole redeeming thing of him is like, well, he put a blanket on her. I'm like, bruh, he's threatened her life. He's killed a bunch of people. He's literally a dick to everyone for no reason. I saw him push an old lady over because she was standing in a crosswalk. And this is fine.
Right.
But at the end of the day, Nick, it is. He's so cool.
It's like, okay, so my question becomes so much more about like, how much is it the powers versus the character? Because like, let's all be clear too. Whatever it is about claws coming out of the middle parts of your fingers, that is, maybe I'm wrong. Cody, you can hit me back.
No, you're absolutely correct, dude. It's badass.
I think that's like, because I feel like you went your whole, before you saw Wolverine, right? Before the first time you got to like experience Wolverine, you never even realized that blades could come out of the in-between.
I didn't know that was an option.
This was just wasted space on your hand. You're like, I guess it just separates my fingers. And then they're like, what if though we put swords in between your fingers?
But it's so wild too, because he's like there, right? If you could erase your whole memory of Wolverine and know nothing, and you get introduced to him as a character, you're like, oh, this guy's kind of an asshole. He's a dick. Oh, and then the second those claws come out, you're like, oh, he's my favorite.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, actually. Never mind. Wait, he did. Wait, I said he was, but you're telling me he does put that blanket on her to make sure she's not cold? Oh, he's not bad. Okay.
He's a great guy, yeah. Oh,
it's fine.
You mean he's trying to hook up with Cyclops' wife for 30 fucking years?
Right. It is made abundantly clear that she's like, she maybe gives him the time of day, but in that way that like, I feel like women are just nice to men and like all of a sudden a man's like, so you probably want to fuck me. And she's like, I have no desire in having sex with you, Wolverine. I really don't. The only time that you've ever thought I had desire to have sex with you was when it was Mystique. Like, that was Mystique, dude.
And let's get to that.
It wasn't me. I know it looked like me. It sounded like me. It felt like me. It wasn't at all. So you got to get over it, boys. Like, I'll come back around. Don't worry.
You'll come back. I'll be back. Don't worry. I know that was you, and you're just blaming Mystique.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you saw her turn into Mystique. Nah, that's your mental. No. Probably some mental you did anyway. Don't worry about it. I'm going to keep chasing you.
Call me when you need to throw down. It's like, Jesus Christ, Wolverine. Mystique, yeah, she can transform and look like anyone, sound like anyone, basically be anyone. I think she transforms at like a DNA level, so she even leaves your DNA behind.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah. Well, and that's, and she's, I do think like the way, like she gets used, I think almost more realistically than anyone. Like they're like, oh, where's Mystique? She's in Congress. She constantly is acting as political officials.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's all you would do. Why wouldn't you?
Like, as far as like the thing about Mystique that I love, as far as a character, I think she's badass because she is realistic. Like, oh, I can look like anyone. And she just manipulates the whole system. And
right.
You can't, any arc that has Mystique involved instantly becomes a mystery arc because you don't know who you're talking to ever.
Ever. Right.
Ever.
You always have that feeling of like, this is probably this one. No, I don't think Mystique would turn into this. You don't know that though.
Yeah. She might turn into a beach ball. Like, I don't know.
It's like literally Professor X is like one of the only people who can be like, Mystique's in the room, by the way, you guys, like, hey,
but he doesn't even know which one it is.
You know, but he just like, he can sense her, like, because you know, yeah, he can sense mutants. So he's just like, hey, she's in here. Like, she's in the building, y'all. Like, that is wild. Like, and I would, like, I do think of powers that get used in the way, like, that's exactly how you
know. I'm just imagining, like, that scene from I Think You Should Leave where he's in the hot dog suit and he's like, hey, I want to figure out who it is, just like everybody else. That's Xavier when Xavier's like, Mystique's in this room. She comes up. I also want to fight. Okay. Here's the problem. I like Mystique.
I think Mystique is
cool.
Mystique would be a dark horse in any other situation.
But it's Wolverine, my dude.
Why
is he so cool?
It's the claws. Like, you guys need to understand, Wolverine voted for Trump. Like, well, he can't because he's Canadian. Because he's Canadian. But, like, he is on that side. There is no getting around. Everything about this man would lead us to believe that he is probably very conservative. He is an asshole. He is your asshole uncle. But he does a cool party trick, and you're like, he's not that bad.
He definitely, when he's talking about politics, he definitely refers to those people.
Right. Whoa, dude.
And you're like, whoa, dude.
Hey, wait, what? The only other thing that he could be, and we can talk about this when whoever his matchup is against. But like, he also either that or Wolverine is the ultimate incel. Loves anime. Loves him a good Japanese storyline. Like, loves to get out to Japan. You know, homeboy got that Jean Grey pillow.
He does. You know, he's got it. He's always, hey, we actually have the meme of him just looking at a picture of Jean Grey all the time. It's like, get over it, bro.
Also, what a wild thing. Like, if you know, he puts it in his backpack, it's not just like out on his tabletop, like where everyone can see in school, because that would be insane.
Yeah.
But imagine discovering that. If you like, how infuriating it must be for Cyclops to just be like, hey man, can you stop? If one of your friends or co-workers, every time you brought your wife around to like the holiday party, just kept being like, so when are we going to do this thing?
Dude, you're like, I would,
hey Logan, could you stop talking to my wife? It really makes her uncomfortable. It's not okay that you do that.
What would you do if a co-worker had a fucking picture of your wife in a frame in their backpack?
Right. And like sometimes pulls it out and you're like, what are you looking at? Nothing. I don't get it, but I love the guy. We're going to move him on.
Yeah.
Where he will go up against either the 3-seed Magneto or the 14-seed Shadowcat / Kitty Pryde. I know her better as Kitty Pryde, but Shadowcat is her name. For those of you who maybe not be aware, because I do think of the ones that we have on this list that we got from Ranker, I was a little bit surprised to see Shadowcat on here. Making that cut comes in at 14 on their list.
Good for her, though.
Oh, that's fun again. Once again. So, Cody, why don't you educate the people, though? You seem to, I know I'm not going to say like you're like that this is like your favorite character or anything like that, but you even helped me understand some stuff I didn't know about her. So if you don't mind, tell the people a little bit about.
Yeah. So Shadowcat, she's a teenage girl and her power is basically she is the great Wonka glass elevator of people. She can go through walls. She can phase through any solid matter and she can walk up, down, left ways, sideways, slant ways, round ways, long ways, round ways, whatever ways she wants.
Yeah, she can step on air. She physically, if she thinks she wants to go up, if she's standing still and wants to go up, she just puts her foot up and pushes upwards. And now she has moved physically up.
Yeah, basically. So, sometimes they like will animate it so it looks like she's flying and stuff, but technically she can just travel 3D space like it's solid. So there you go.
Right. I mean, pretty cool. I mean,
it is pretty cool.
Of powers that you're gonna like, this is someone I feel like if I am setting up a team, and especially if we're gonna have to do a bunch of like either recon or we're gonna have to, you know, bust into a lot of places. Shadowcat is a top five pick on a team where that's going to be expected a lot.
If
you know,
here's the thing: if I'm Magneto and I'm trying to, because Magneto's the anti-hero version of the X-Men, right? So if I'm Magneto, I'm trying to get Kitty Pryde on my team because I'm trying to get her. I'm like, hey, you don't want to be with Xavier. What's he's got you going through doors to unlock it so Cyclops can walk in? That big dumb freak. He can't even fight without sunglasses. You really want to follow him? You should follow me. We can rob banks. Like, let's go.
Dog. Yeah. It's like, hey, come on. Like, I agree with you. It's one of those times where gratefully she keeps it on the good side because she is a menace to society otherwise.
Absolutely.
If she wants to be, could you imagine her, like, if she's not even that evil, but she just joins the WNBA and like all of her dunks just look like she's just like, cause like Jordan has that one where his legs are kind of moving under him while he's dunking. Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's interesting. But for her, it's literally her just walking on air to get to it.
Could she be immune to traveling? Like, if I was her, I'd just walk up like 12 feet in the air. You just toss me the ball and I just walk over the hoop and just gently place it in every time.
Take your three steps. Take your three steps.
She takes as many steps she wants. She isn't touching the ground.
Okay, well, now you're asking I don't know enough basketball knowledge to know, do your three steps have to be on the court?
Yes, because that's what a step is, how they count a step. Second question about her. Can you imagine if you just, she just come up through your floor all the time. She'd be the worst roommate.
She does come up like, through floors all the time. That is one homegirls
through walls.
That is one of her favorite moves. Her.
Yeah.
Right. There's nothing you can block her. There would be no, she wants to see you. She's going to see you.
Yeah. And there's nothing you can do about, oh my God, she'd be a terrible wronged ex-girlfriend.
Oh no.
If you date Kitty Pryde, you treat her like a goddamn princess and do not break her heart. Let her break you because she will haunt your dreams, literally. Oh. It'll be like can you imagine? You break up with her and you wake up in the middle of the night and you see her float up from the floor. Like, you have no idea if it's a nightmare, if this is like one of those waking dreams, if this is the shadow man that's come to sit on your chest and make you die.
Right.
I'm scared of Kitty Pryde.
And they're in a boarding, and they're at boarding school too, right? So you're just like, you start dating someone else. You maybe have them in your room. You're just making out. And then all of a sudden you see her head just phase through the wall and just watch. You're like, what are you doing? No. Just ruining it for you every step of the way.
Too powerful. Here's the problem. I think, again, this is a round of dark horses that could have had a chance but won't because she's going up against Magneto.
I mean, like,
Magneto.
Although we did. It is crazy. We did not move Professor X through. He didn't get out of his first round, so it wouldn't be unprecedented.
No, well, here it would be.
It would be. Let me be clear. It would be.
Professor X and Magneto are foils of each other, right?
Right, yes.
Professor X keeps Magneto grounded as, like, a person. He's what reminds you that, Professor X reminds you that Magneto was a good person and still has good ideas, but has just been wronged so many times that he's kind of gone to the dark side, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And Magneto exists to make Professor X interesting at all.
Fair. You're right. Without Magneto, Professor X is just kind of like a hippie loser. You're like, all right, we got it.
Exactly. So Magneto's way cooler.
Yes.
He's got to be Magneto, dude.
He's infinitely cool. You're right.
I mean, we'll talk about him against Wolverine, but I'm locking in Magneto now. We gave Kitty Pryde her time in the sun.
Yeah, but it was always Magneto. Yes. All right. I'm with you here. Let's move Magneto on into the next round where he goes with Wolverine. Hey, everyone, we get it. He controls metal. Wolverine's made of metal. Okay, we're past that.
That done. Okay.
So here's the problem I have is mostly more of a problem with society than it is with these two characters. These are two great characters, obviously.
I love them both, yeah.
My problem is the way in which I feel like society is bending towards Wolverine. I think was a Trojan horse, but Magneto is very clear about how he wants to get things done. And I don't, this is the thing. Sometimes with comic book people, they start being like, yeah, Magneto's kind of onto something. And it all of a sudden becomes this like, or why hasn't the right taken Magneto? Like, use his helmet as like a symbol for them. or just like, it's like, hey, we got to do this to force, brother.
No, here's the problem. I get exactly what you're saying, because Magneto is showing us that, hey, fascism is going to work in my way because I'm going to make it work.
Yeah.
The reason I think the right hasn't adopted Magneto as a thing is because at the end of the day, his fascism is still about equality. You know, he's like, I'm going to make it equal by force.
Well, not like, equal. Well, it is supremacy. He's like, no, we can get rid of humans. Or like, you bow to us. Recognize your inferiorness to us. And then we'll call it cool.
Yeah, I just think it's because it's a race thing, man. I think it's just a race thing. The fact that he doesn't care what color you are, if you're a furry animal or a toad, he hangs out with Toad, okay?
He hangs out with Toad, yeah.
They can't abide by that.
You can't have a toad in the group.
You can't have a man
with a tongue and knows how to use it. Uh-uh.
Or maybe, actually, let's just... I think the right probably just doesn't understand Magneto, and that's why they haven't grabbed
it. Could be some of that, too. Well, also, it's a little bit different when you pick the villain in the book, in the story.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's a little bit harder for you when you're like, man, all my ideas seem to line up very closely with the villain?
I want to say this, but I don't want it to be taken the wrong way. I've always looked at Magneto and X as both being good guys, but one's like a super anti-hero and the one's like a very stalwart, you know, honorable hero.
Well, right.
So I wouldn't even...
Like I said in the I think the episode with Professor X, it's like Professor X is Martin Luther King and Magneto is Malcolm X, right? Like,
exactly.
That's very much... And that's how I think we view those historical figures too, right? And for that reason too, that's also the reason why they're right. Also, the neo-Nazis can't take Magneto. He's very clear about his stance on Nazis.
Oh yeah, because he's not a fan. As a survivor of the Holocaust, turns out he's not a fan.
Not a big, so it'd be like, hey, you guys can't have him, even though similar concept, but he ain't. You, that's one where everyone's going to pick that apart right away at your first meeting where you're talking about, like,
oh God, I would love there to be a comic where Magneto's doing his big speech. You know, he always gives those big speeches and there's like a bunch of people coming out and protesting and stuff. And the Nazis show up to like be like, yeah, we're on Team Magneto. And he just rips them apart. Yeah. Like, no, we do not want you here. No, dog.
Nah, you ain't for me, dude. You ain't mine.
I want votes, but not yours. Thank you.
He's like, I'll do it without it. Yeah.
Both these guys are radical. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think Magneto's story is really cool. And as a character, he's really cool and flawed.
Yeah.
Fuck, Wolverine 2, man. Wolverine's just so... You got claws!
What is it? Because if it was finger claw, like, there are people who have finger claws.
Sabretooth,
Lady Deathstrike. There are some, or even X-23 has it so that way two of them come out, only two come out.
Yeah.
So you have Dawkin, who it comes out from under his arm. So it, like, none of those
are as cool,
are nearly as cool as three blades right through the fingertips or right through your, like, knuckles. I don't know. It's one of those things where it's just like, it's like seeing a beautiful sunset. There's no notes.
Yeah, you can't. You're just stuck there being like, sorry,
I don't know what it is. We'll talk about it further. But Magneto is baller.
I love Magneto.
Great,
yeah,
head of hair, like, by the way. But I get why you have to wear the helmet, buddy. I get it. You don't want
Xavier's
a homeboy
get in your dome. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I get that. But could we? That hair though. You got such a great. It's always like these white locks that just perfectly flow. Got this great head of hair that I'm always like, I'm sorry, Magneto. Like, I'm so bummed
I'm
for you.
I'm sorry you gotta hide your light under a helmet, man.
Yeah, right. Like, it's just not fair. It's just not fair to you. And compared to that bald bitch, like, it's such a better, you would be, it sucks that the best way to flex on him is your hair, not even your powers, because you know Professor X is like, oh, I want it so bad. That if you just showed it to him, he'd back down. He'd be like, I can't. You're the superior dude. Look at those locks. You win.
Dude, every part of my mind wants to vote for Magneto. I love his story. I love his powers. I love the struggle he goes through, how he kind of goes from good to bad to good to bad to good to bad. I love it.
Why is he in this X-Men bracket? Because he has led the X-Men. Like,
yeah.
When Professor X has died and things like that, I think in the new 97, that's the whole point, is he actually like wills the X-Men to Magneto. And like, that's like, so he's obviously even trusted. Like, it's like, you could lead him. Like, you know, hey, don't.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's the claw. Wolverine's just so badass.
Just so. Like, I just feel like it's one of those things where he's is, I think Wolverine just really represents like everyone's id, right? We all would love to A, call people bub. We all want that. No one can do it. That's why you've never heard anyone call you bub besides Wolverine. Two, who doesn't want to handle situations the way Wolverine does? You can't, because you would be an asshole.
He's what I would, he would also qualify as a meat slapper, by the way.
Oh, yeah. When he goes down, yeah, he goes hard. Yeah, he's, well, and that's, I mean, that's the other thing, right? There's never been a baddie too big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's never
no
been.
Fear. I just respect him. I walk into Wolverine. We got to do our research so I'm figure out why.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going to go talk to a psychologist, I think. I'm going to book a therapist appointment. And I'm just gonna be like, I need to break down Wolverine from.
Okay. If, do you think if that person that had the two claws, I can't remember the name, if we saw X-23. Them first. X-23, yeah. Do you think he'd be like, we'd be more into two claws? Or do you think if we saw Wolverine second and the three claws came out, be like, that's it? I think it'd still be that.
I think it'd be that because hers come, like, she doesn't have the middle claw. She has the two. So you'd be like, why don't you have a middle one? You get a middle one. And then Wolverine shows up with a middle one. You're like, see, I told you it looked fucking sick. I told you it'd be a better idea.
Yeah, but didn't listen.
Yeah. So it's just like, and like I said, Dokken has big one, just a massive one. You're like, that's not it though.
No.
It's three. It's three through the knuckles. It's the coolest thing. It's the cool.
Yeah.
It's the coolest superpower. So, I'm with, we got to move Wolverine on. It just is. And we're going to figure this out. We're going to dissect this. We're going to learn more about what it is about this beefy boy that we just can't get enough of.
Can't get enough of it.
Just can't. But folks, we will do our research. That will happen next on this Friday on our final four episode. But until then, thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to watch your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening to this. Make sure you hit that like, that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars, please.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a whole 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, you can email us. FriendlyCompetitionPodcast@gmail.com. You can email us your grocery list. We won't do anything with it, but I am interested in to see what other, like, what are you guys doing? What are you cooking up?
What are people out here getting for groceries?
In this economy?
Right. As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more of their stuff and over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Like I said, we got a Final Four Friday coming up to decide who is going to join us on the boat. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena. See you on the boat.